Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena. Jenna! Morena. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be back. I haven't been here for a month because of all the long
weekends. Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
This is only the second book I'm reviewing this year.
I know,
year.
And I'm so glad you're here. I was just saying before, I have had a lovely holiday, read to the bottom of my reading stack now, and I'm desperate for some new reading, so I'm keen to hear what you've got.
I feel like January, February lets you still read a bit more of your 2021 pile.
Totally.
And then now it's time for 2022.
Yeah, definitely.
So I've got a brand new book. It's just hot off the press. It's called Notes on an Execution by Dania Kukafka.
Wow.
And this is a book I read over the Christmas holiday, so I'm so happy to see it on the shelf. And so true crime has been incredibly popular on TV in my lifetime, but then podcasts have really exploded the fascination further. And whilst Notes on an Execution is crime fiction, it has a very true crime element. So if you're into true crime, I think this will really appeal to you. So this is about this man called Ansel Packer. He's a convicted murderer. You know he's the murderer. He's done it. And it's the last 12 hours before he's executed in
the state
of Texas. You know, just shiny, happy book for your
just
Monday morning.
Stuff.
And men who murder women often become infamous. They have documentaries made about them. They somehow get married to one or two people while in prison. But what Kukafka does differently is that she pivots to tell the story from the point of view of the women who have been affected by him.
Oh, wow.
And who have surrounded him in his life and traumatized. So there's a story, one of the characters is Lavender, his 17-year-old mother who leaves him at a very young age and leaves the family. Hazel is Packer's ex-wife's sister, and who watches the change in her sibling as they develop their relationship and as he manipulates her. And Safi is the detective that follows Packer over a long period of time. And what's really interesting about her is she actually knew him when she was a child and they had a very similar upbringing.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
You have that nature versus nurture question while reading it, but then you have a character who's successful. You know, they have trauma, but despite that, have gone on to do successful things. So it captures all of that fascination that true crime lovers love, especially that trying to get at the psychology of why someone does something.
Yeah.
And we have this fantastic female detective and an exploration of what it means to have justice. If someone gets executed, who's that for? What does it serve? And so it made me think of that meme, you know, you've got an office worker listening to, have headphones on, and it's like people think they're listening to nice music, listening to the dismemberment of someone.
Yeah, yeah.
This book is for that person.
Okay, I know like five of that person, so this is great.
So I don't actually read crime that often, but this really reminded me of why. It's actually really good, and despite being so grim, it is very escapist in its own creepy, weird way.
I think that's like when everyone was watching Mayor of Easttown last year and everyone was so deep in
that show.
And it was like so bleak, like so unbelievably bleak, but everyone was like, it's so good.
Yeah.
And even me, and I'm not a huge crimey kind of person, but like this sounds like a book I could get into as well. Like sometimes when I dip into it, I'm like, oh yeah, and then you're right in the world of it. This sounds like a very good one for that kind of entry back into the world.
And as things maybe crumble around us, you can look at something slightly bleaker and feel a little bit okay. So I would really recommend it. It's a fast read. When I read it, I was on holiday with friends and I had the girl in the meme, the woman in the meme. I just gave that directly to her as soon as I finished it. And
yours,
And she really liked it as well, and she whizzed through it. So it's it's a good one. It's a good one.
I think you make a good point as well, because quite often, like, true crime stuff does, it sort of focuses, like, too much almost on the person committing the crime, and it's a bit like, isn't that just sort of a bit, you know, exhausting and boring? And actually to have it, you know, show that ripple effect and who's around the event itself is, I think, more interesting as a reader or as a listener to maybe be involved with.
Yeah, and that length of time, and it never stops. Like every time a parole thing comes up, or, you know, everything brings that all up again for the victim's family and yeah.
Sounds like a fascinating book. Remind us of the name.
It's called Notes on an Execution. It's by Dania Kukafka, like Kafka, and it's $38. It's on the shelf now at Time Out.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jenna. Nice
You're
to
welcome.
See you.
Nice to see you too. It's so
see
nice to be here.
See you in a couple of weeks.
See you.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you so much.